Jesus was truly not just a great prophet, not just our Messiah, but as a human being, he was just brilliant. One of the most brilliant minds of all time. And you see that in the way he deals with people, the ministry, and most particularly the parables that we hear from him. It was one of the brilliant strategies of Jesus to preach God's word, the use of parables. Now, Jesus not only took these parables from the daily events of people's lives because they could connect the message to their daily lives, but by nature, parables are open-ended. We can draw multiple meanings from parables. They really are open-ended. They never run out of meaning. And the parable of the sower and the seed is one of the richest parables that we have in the New Testament. I'm going to draw some very practical thoughts for us from this parable. And I want to certainly draw three of them. And I certainly believe that this parable has a very contemporary message as well. But here's my first point, my first meaning that we can draw from the parable of the sower. To understand this parable, we perhaps have to understand the agrarian practices of the Palestinian farmer. Scripture scholars tell us that there is a surprise element in this parable. In the way Jesus narrated the parable, the seeds fell on all different kinds of soil. Some fell on rocky soil, some fell on thorny ground, some fell on the path, and some on fertile soil. Now, scripture scholars tell us that in reality, this is contrary to the agrarian practices of the time. Why? Because the Palestinian farmer was actually very poor. He did not have seeds to waste. He was very intentional about where his seeds fell, because to let the seeds fall on ground that would not bear fruit would be a waste of his seed. He could not simply afford to let his seeds fall on unfertile soil. Moreover, in those days they used the hand to sow seeds. The farmer could be very intentional about where his seeds fell. Now, the fact that Jesus makes the seeds fall on various kinds of soil is giving us a completely different insight. It's an insight into the generosity of God. In Jesus' parable, the seeds fell on all kinds of soil. Now, in another place, do you remember that Jesus says that God makes his sun shine on the good and the bad, that the rain falls on the just and the unjust? Something like that is happening over here. So the Palestinian farmer who's listening to the story is connecting. Oh yes, with my seeds, I'm very careful, I'm very intentional. But look at God. God lets his word fall on everybody. So think about it. Aren't there as many kinds of soils as there are people in this church? All of us can't be just put into four categories. When it comes to God and God's word, we are at different places. And yet, the generosity of God is such that God lets his seed, his word, fall on all kinds of soil. God is a good God. God is a generous God. And here we are, all kinds of people, reaping the benefits of the generosity of God. God does not hold back his word from any of us. So that's the first meaning for the parable. The second meaning within the parable is simply this. A farmer does not sow seeds without expecting a harvest, without expecting a fruit. Now, this spring, many of us planted either flowers or vegetables. None of us said, "I'm planting you, please don't bear any fruit." We didn't do that. That's contrary to what we generally do. A farmer has expectations. So the meaning of today's first reading, where we hear Isaiah proclaim, "My word shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I send it," indicates intentionality. God's word is intentional, like the farmer's seed. God's word is purposeful, like the farmer's seed. And God's word bears fruit, like any farmer would expect the seed to bear fruit. By being generous in allowing the seeds to fall on all kinds of soil, so we're connecting to the first point. Jesus, in the way he narrates the parable, by allowing the seed to fall on all kinds of soil, he's inviting us to be generous like God is generous. God is generous. God's word is given to us with generosity and freely. And God is asking us to bear the fruit of generosity. In other words, God's generosity must be reciprocated with our generosity. Hopefully, we will be generous towards God. And folks, really, think about it. In the time, in the resources, in the talents that we have, are we generous towards God? Are we giving to God in the same way God has given to us? Secondly, are we being generous towards other human beings? If God has allowed his seed to fall on all of us, the invitation then is to be generous towards all. Especially in our times where things have become so contentious. Sometimes we are inclined to listen to only our kind. We shut people off. We treat people with respect. Can our generosity be 100-fold? A 60-fold? Maybe a 30-fold, if that's all the best we can do? The point of the parable is that ungenerosity does not respect the generosity of God. Being fruitless does not respect the generosity of God. And thirdly, there is a contemporary message for us in the parable as well. Now, I don't come from a farming community, although I had chickens and rabbits, and my pet was a cow, and we had cats and dogs and, gosh, everything in the world, fish and everything. But I don't come from a farming community. However, I know people who farm. And one of the things the farmers appreciate is the connectedness of all things. They get it. They get how our actions can harm the earth and how the earth is bearing the fruit of what we sow. So if we don't sow good seed, the earth cannot respond to us. In all the scripture readings today, in one way or another, we see the integral connectedness between God and human beings and the earth. This connectedness is very important. It's scriptural. Here is what St. Paul says. "For creation awaits with eager expectation," creation, we are part of creation, "all of creation." Redemption is not just for human beings. Redemption is for God's earth. "All of creation was made subject to futility, not of its own accord, but because of the one who subjected it, in hope that creation itself would be set free from slavery to corruption and share in the glorious freedom of the children of God. So the freedom that we enjoy, the redemption that is ours, it also belongs to creation. So we are moving along with creation towards God. The interconnectedness of God, creation, and us is critical. It's critical for us, it's critical for God's plan, it's critical for the earth. So when Pope Francis issued his encyclical Laudato Si on the state of the earth, one of the main tasks he presents to the church was to see the connectedness of all things. Care for one another, he says. Care for one another and creation includes the understanding that everything is connected. Now, isn't it truly, truly sad that care for the earth has become such a contentious, such a divisive, and such a debated issue? I think it's futile to make it contentious, because creation and us together must move towards God, not apart from it. So when the Pope talks to us about the connectedness of God and human beings and creation, he's being very, very scriptural. We can do our part to see this connectedness. Let me conclude with this. When the bread and wine is brought forward to the Eucharist and you place it on the table, the prayer that the priest says is, "Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation." And then we put the bread on the altar and we say, "This is the work of fruit of the earth and work of human hands." Fruit of the earth and work of human hands. In other words, every Eucharist showcases the connectedness between God and us and creation. Fruit of the earth, work of human hands. We bring it and place it on the altar. And what does God do? God blesses it and makes it something far greater. The body and blood of Christ. That's a generous God. The gifts that we offer to God, God makes it something far more beautiful and gives it back to us. God cannot but be generous. It's in God's nature. Let us pray that as we participate in this Eucharist, we can be ourselves generous toward God, be generous towards God, towards others, towards creation, and may we bear fruit 100-fold, 60-fold, at least 30-fold. People of God, say.